This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver City Council voted 7-6 yesterday in favor of a bill banning encampment sweeps during freezing temperatures. Denver's Rebecca Talber has more.
The bill is a win for activists and council members who have been pushing to stop freezing sweeps for years. Here's organizer Therese Howard.
The effect of continuing these freezing sweeps is not going to be good. We're going to lose more lives, we're going to lose more limbs, and folks are going to lose heart.
Opponents of the bill want to leave sweeps in the hands of city public health staff. Mayor Mike Johnston has opposed the legislation and could veto it. A spokesperson for Johnston says he would make a decision in the next few days. City Council could override his veto with 9 votes. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Colorado lawmakers are trying to make it easier for private landowners to open their properties to hikers, bikers, and climbers without fear of getting sued. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The bill would release landowners from liability if someone gets hurt on their property, as long as they've posted appropriate signs warning of potential hazards. In recent years, landowners have closed access to several 14ers out of concern that if something went wrong, they could be on the hook for millions. The bipartisan bill would only require warning signs at the trailhead or other entrance points. Similar efforts have failed in past years, but advocates told the Denver Post they've worked with opponents to craft a bill that answers their concerns. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And a Colorado woman has unexpectedly found herself on presidential primary ballots in Minnesota. Crystal Gable lives in Brush on the northeastern plains. She's telling people not to vote for her and that she did not give her consent to be on the ballot. She found out about her candidacy through a Google alert she has for her name. Minnesota law has not allowed her to remove it. Minnesota's presidential primary is in March. You're listening to Morning Edition from CPR News. Stay here for more stories.